it's time for our second feature, written by Derek James and looking at the history of the old Victoria Railway Station in Norwich. Our reader is Sue Potter.
It was 170 years ago this week when the bells of Norwich rang out all day. Flags and buntings covered the city, and the people of Norwich, Norfolk and Suffolk were in a party mood. There was much feasting, drinking and dancing, and thousands joined in the fun. On November the 7th, 1849, the railway line for which 2 million bricks were made in 1 year and reduced fares to London by 4 shillings and sixpence to 16 shillings and sixpence, about 62 pence, opened. This was Victoria Station, built where the offices of Marsh, Victoria House, Sainsbury's Supermarket and Homes now stand, on Queen's Road by St Stephen's Roundabout. A bridge, some railings and a gate are all that's left. In fact, this part of Norwich has a glorious history, from world-famous pleasure gardens, Smith's Quantrill, Ranelagh and Royal Victoria, to a station which, it turned out, had a relatively brief history carrying passengers. Back in 1849, the future of Victoria, named after Her Majesty, looked so bright. The station was decorated and looked spick and span as more than 600 passengers crowded into 14 carriages as the first train set off on a journey of triumph. A band played and hundreds cheered as the train, given a wonderful name, Goliath, moved out of Norwich, heading south. In his report of the celebrations in our paper, F.S. Dawson said, "People cheered all along the route at the strange sight, many of them astonished and even disapproving, while horses took one look and fled. Guns were fired and there was a triumphal arch at the first stop, Flawdon, and the first barrel of beer was tapped at Tivershall, where there was a day of feasting and fun." By the time the train reached Stowmarket, hundreds more travellers had arrived in 2 trains from Bury St Edmunds, Colchester and Ipswich to join in the celebrations. More than 1,000 passengers were aboard Goliath as it headed back to Norwich, Victoria, where the celebrations continued. And in the evening, the mayor and the sheriff hosted a feast for 600 diners at St Andrew's Hall. We reported the acrimony and the political squabbles were forgotten. The railway had kept a pledge to Norwich and the night was given over to feasting and, for many guests, to dancing until the small hours at a ball at the assembly rooms. The evening ball was described as one of the most brilliant that had graced these rooms for very many years. It was hard work and campaigning by Sir Samuel, Mr. Norwich Union, Bagnall, who helped to bring the railway line to Norwich and Norfolk. The Eastern Counties Railway Company started a line from London to Norwich, but took it only to Colchester. The inhabitants of Norwich and other places on the project line felt they had been unfairly treated.